Exactly 150 years ago this month, three Icelandic fishermen set out on an infamous mission. Jón Brandsson and Sigurður Eilifsson clubbed the two last great orcs to death. Ketil Ketilsson put the boot into the last egg. What seems remarkable about this incident today is not so much the fact of the extinction. We may be losing one species of bird or mammal a year, according to latest estimates, but the detail that it was recorded by the perpetrators. We no longer regard an extinction as a personal achievement. Instead, we seek to conserve all species of plants and animals more or less indiscriminately. The first reason for conserving species is moral. Miranda, age 16 and never been more than kissed, was getting pregnant on the beach. It was what her stepfather, an art lecturer, would have called a cross-cultural encounter. Her partner was a 19-year-old fisherman, son of her mother's cleaning lady, whereas Miranda was the middle-class daughter of affluent and liberal 1970s parents who enjoyed the guilt of owning two homes. If this couple on the beach had been completing application forms for a dating agency, all that could have been found that they had in common was their current and momentary lust. Miranda was celebrating the end of her GCSEs. Somehow she felt she was adding to her list of life's qualifications. Project 2000 has been the most radical overhaul of nursing education in the past 40 years and has sought to change nurse training from an apprenticeship to a professional education with university status. The growing interest shown by traditionally trained nurses in increasing their knowledge by studying for degrees and doctorates has forced universities to address that demand, while PrEP shows that, more than ever before, nurses have a responsibility to update their skills.